things at the University of Utah aren't slowing down.
We've got companies that are looking to cure Alzheimer's with drugs or slow Alzheimer's. We've got a company that's producing a contact lens that will deliver medicine to the eye.
Executive Director of the Technology Commercialization Office, Brian Ritchie, says the school produced 18 startups from July 2009 to 2010, leaving it with the first place ranking from the Association of University Technology Managers for starting companies based on university research. Ritchie says the school's success stemmed from the vision of former university president Michael Young, as well as experienced staff.
Almost fully 10% of our faculty here at the university have had some experience in commercialization or disclosing an invention. Just the sheer number is so much bigger in just the willingness of the faculty to say, hey, there might be a use for this that I can get out into society. And I recognize that commercialization is a way to do that.
Brandy Simpson is one person who thanks Utah as a whole for the success of the company she helps run today. Simpson is chief business officer for VeraTrek, a company that produces feeding tubes equipped with safety cameras. She says it was funding from the state that helped get the company off the ground.
Very early on, VeraTrek received grants from the state of Utah, from USTAR, from the University of Utah Research Foundation, that really helped establish the company and pay for the initial prototyping of the device. And really, the company without that help would not exist.
According to an economic impact study from the university's Bureau of Economic and Business Research, the school's startups accounted for nearly 16,000 jobs in 2010 and added $755 million to the state's economy. MIT finished a close second, establishing 17 new companies. Brigham Young University was third with 13. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.